This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The meeting of NDA constituents is underway at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence in New Delhi. During the meeting, the leaders will chalk out future course of action to form the new government under the leadership of Narendra Modi for the third consecutive term. Telugu Desam Party TDP Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu, Janata Dal United Chief and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan and other leaders of the NDA constituents are present in the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan and tendered his resignation along with the Union Council of Ministers. The President accepted the resignation and requested the Prime Minister and the Union Council of Ministers to continue in office till the new government is formed. The Prime Minister also met Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today at the Vice President's enclave. Senior BJP leader and Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has taken full responsibility for the party's unsatisfactory performance in the state. He offered to resign from the post of Deputy Chief Minister and said that if the central leadership permits, he will resign from the post. He said that after resignation, he will be able to utilize his time for campaigning for the upcoming assembly elections in the state. He said farmers' resentment, Maratha reservation, anti-incumbency and lack of coordination with other parties of Mahayuti are the reasons for the unsatisfactory performance. BJP State President Chandrasekhar Bavankule said that he will request the central leadership to keep Fadnavis in the state government. He is capable of managing government and party organizations. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde said unsatisfactory performance is collective responsibility of all Mahayuti parties. But we will not be demoralized by this performance and will discuss with Fadnavis about his decision. Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva today claimed that the Indy bloc lost all the seats in Delhi due to their infighting in other states. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Sachdeva said that Aam Aadmi Party and Congress's bickering in states such as Punjab made them lose their credibility in Delhi. Taking a jibe on AAP's election slogan, Jail Kaha Jawab Vote Se, Mr. Sachdeva said that the people of Delhi have given the actual reply with their votes. Mr. Sachdeva also felicitated the 7 newly elected members of parliament from the national capital. In an exclusive interview to Akashwani News, Mr. Sachdeva said the BJP's victory in Lok Sabha elections is a reflection of its upcoming victory in the assembly elections in Delhi. A Delhi court today denied interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the alleged liquor policy scam. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of the Rouse Avenue Court dismissed Kejriwal's plea seeking interim bail for 7 days on medical grounds. The court directed the Tihar Jail authorities to take care of Kejriwal's medical needs during his judicial custody. His regular bail plea is scheduled for a hearing on the 7th of June. World Environment Day is being celebrated today for raising awareness and taking action on urgent environmental issues. It is a global event led by the United Nations to encourage awareness and action to protect the environment. This day was initiated by the United Nations General Assembly in 1972 during the Stockholm Conference on the Human Environment. To mark this event, the first World Environment Day was celebrated a year later in 1973. Since then, it has been celebrated every year on June the 5th. It aims to raise awareness, promote action, and encourage global cooperation on environmental issues. Department of Telecommunications DOT has launched an initiative to support micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, along with startups in Industry 4.0 transformation. It has called for proposals for Industry 4.0 baseline survey among MSMEs that aligns with the broader vision of fostering digital transformation, preparing industries for the advent of 5G and 6G technologies. The survey will seek to cover 5 sectors each in North and southern parts of India. The department said that the key recommendations will form the platform for policy interventions to achieve the transformative adoption of Industry 4.0. The total food grain production in the country is estimated at over 3,288 lakh tons in 2023-24. According to third advance estimates of major agricultural crops released by Agriculture Ministry, the total rice production is estimated at 1,367 lakh tons. And in cricket, India will take on Ireland in the first group stage match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.